It's time to follow on with some more news items, and we'll focus on school and education issues. GCSE results in the county have shown an improvement, and the Norwich University of the Arts is ranked highly for its creative opportunities. And as City College holds its graduation ceremony, it seems it's not just for youngsters, as a 71-year-old graduates. Educational leaders in Norfolk have expressed confidence in the performance of its secondary schools after new figures showed an increase in the rate of progress by students. Provisional data from the Department for Education shows the number of pupils in the county who achieved 9 to 4 grade passes in the GCSE English and Maths this summer. It was 62%. While the number achieving the stronger 9 to 5 pass in the subjects was 39.3%. On the new numerical grade system, a 9 is a high A star and a 4 is roughly equivalent to a C. The Department for Education documents show 7,490 pupils in Norfolk took part in the summer exams. Of the 91 Norfolk schools listed, Wyndham High Academy came out in the top three for attainment 8 scores, that is, students' average grades across 8 subjects, with an average of 54.3 and a 75% 9-4 pass rate for English and Maths.
Norwich University has been ranked as having one of the best creative scenes in the whole country. A report by the consumer group Which placed Norwich University of the Arts in the top 5 UK universities for creative opportunities, such as campus exhibitions or artistic activities, for the 3rd year in a row. It was joined in the top 5 by Falmouth University, Goldsmith University of London and the University of Creative Arts, while Art University Bournemouth also joined those highly rated for their creative scene. The Which University Student Survey also judged the top universities for nightlife, sports and political scene and diversity of opinion. Alex Heyman, Managing Director of Which University, said extracurricular activities can play a pivotal role in the overall student experience, so it is important they consider all factors of university life before making a decision.
Growing up, 71-year-old Lillian Taylor was one of many women of her generation who faced a glass ceiling if they were not fortunate enough to secure a grammar school place. Now she is celebrating after graduating with a 2-1 English degree. She was one of more than 400 students celebrating at City College Norwich's graduation ceremony at Norwich Cathedral. Ms. Taylor from Hingham, who was educated in a secondary modern in Leicestershire, before completing a 2-year secretarial course at Loughborough College, said, "The course has been absolutely first class. Although I was old enough to be mother or even grandmother to some of my fellow students, both students and staff treated me as just another student. The small class sizes with lots of support provided an environment that suited me well." The Higher Education Student of the Year added, "Lifelong learning is one of the most important things you can do in life. There's always something that everybody can learn, something we all should strive for." Now that she has graduated, Ms. Taylor continues to seek out opportunities to learn as well as volunteer reading helper with the charity Beanstalk, which trains volunteers to provide one-to-one literacy support in primary schools.
Children at a Norwich primary school have translated their passion for reading into a fundraising success. Magdalene Gates Primary School in Bull Close Road is taking part in a sponsored readathon, which aims to get more children interested in reading by encouraging them to read anything from comic books to classics. It is running in partnership with the charity Read for Good, which raises funds to purchase books and storytellers for children's hospitals.
A new Lego therapy bus is set to help children across Norfolk who struggle with communication, help them to overcome their difficulties. The Block Bus, unveiled at the Norwich Science Festival on Tuesday, will act as a mobile classroom for schools to run sessions for children with autism and learning difficulties. It will specialise in Lego therapy, an American invention which aims to improve children's communication and social skills by getting them to work in teams to build structures from the iconic blocks. And now for our first feature. 80 years ago, the King and Queen came to Norwich to open the new City Hall. Derek James of the Evening News tells us all about the occasion. And the feature is read by Sarah Houghton.